Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Mother's Day is coming up, and you know, we've talked a lot about the fact the pandemic and the stay-at-home orders have made it tough on moms, especially moms with young kids right there, and we've talked about how tough that is. But the other end of the spectrum is what do you do when mom has Alzheimer's? Because that is such a tough disease, and it is tough on everybody. It's tough on the patient and sometimes even more tough on the family. And joining us to talk about this is Melissa Tucker. She's the Director of Family Services for the Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad we reached out, because this is one of those not talked about topics unless it is impacting your life directly for the most part. And I would assume that in the optimal scenario, talking about Mother's Day and things like that, bittersweet at best. But in the current scenario, even worse. So assuming for a moment that mom is not in a facility, she's home with you and she's dealing with Alzheimer's, how are you going to deal with Mother's Day?
Right, you're so right. If you have a parent with dementia, holidays can be very challenging under the best of circumstances. And, so we tell people to think about what would mom want, you know, on this day, if you want to make this day special for her. And think about where she is right now. You know, maybe in the past you'd have a big brunch and a lot of people would come over and the grandkids would come over. But now, of course, because of shelter in place, you can't have a lot of visitors, and maybe a lot of hustle and bustle would be difficult for your mom right now. So, you know, think about how you want to navigate this, and maybe you want to set up some virtual conference calls with family, or have one person at a time call and talk to your mom and think about how you can schedule that so it won't be overwhelming for her or for you. All of us are having to learn how to be a little bit creative and maybe using technology more than we did in the past. So those are some of the things to think about, not just with dementia, but with what's going on right now.
Yeah, and that's a dementia, of course. There's so many degrees of that, and that's one of the toughest things, especially if you have a mom who's in and out of it, and you never know what to expect. But if you have a mom that is more out of it than is with it, very often the worst part about this is how you deal with that as a child and how you are facing that, because it's crushing. You know, here comes Mother's Day and you want to really do something for mom and she doesn't even know she's there. And so what advice do you have for people who are dealing with it? And it, to some degree, there's guilt in it too, because you say, gee, I don't want to feel like this, but it shouldn't be about me. But in those situations, very often it is.
Well, it certainly is very hard for caregivers. One thing that I've learned about the families that I've worked with over the years is that caregivers are really resilient. And while it's true that sometimes people with dementia can have good days or bad days, it tends to be a progressive illness. So, you know, part of what's hard is you see that decline. And there are different stages, you know, as you kind of alluded to. In the early stages, people are pretty functional and they might be forgetful of time or have trouble managing money, but they still know you and appreciate what you're doing and maybe have some insight into what their struggles are. And then as the disease progresses, what happens is you lose the short-term memory first. So you may not remember what you had for breakfast or the name of the new neighbor who just moved in, but you're going to remember your spouse's name, your adult child's name. It's when you get into the later part of the disease where that person may not recognize you or know you or know your name, and that is very hard on the caregiver if your mother doesn't recognize you or doesn't remember who you are on Mother's Day. But what I hear a lot is that the person with dementia knows that this is someone who cares about them. That emotional connection remains for a long time, even if they can't put the name to you. I've heard them say, she knows that I love her. She knows that I'm safe. She knows that I take care of her. She doesn't remember my name, but she knows that I'm a person who loves her and is important to her.
One of the things when we think about how to do things for mom is we're thinking about those special things. But there's another factor that very often is overlooked that might be the most helpful thing you could possibly do. And you mentioned it in some of your notes, like clean up the yard if mom's living at home. Mm-hmm. Or if mom's living with you, maybe she's got a closet there that she can't clean on her own that hasn't been cleaned in 2 years now. Doing tasks for mom might be the greatest gift of all.
Right, again, and that's what we mean when we say take a person-centered approach to it. Think about what mom really needs. If you have family or friends that can't go into the house and be with mom right now because of shelter in place, I think offering to go and clean up that yard is a fantastic thought. That would be really thoughtful, to plant flowers or do some yard work, and mom can look out the window and see that, and that can really brighten her day on Mother's Day and for the weeks and months to come after that. And if you live with mom, you know, there are things that you can do. It's really a gift of your time, and I think that's the most important thing. You know, if you have someone with dementia that you're taking care of, the time that you spend with them is really the most important gift. And that's a gift for them and for you as well, because you're going to have those memories and that time that you spent with them.
And this brings up, again, the aspect of people who are somewhat overwhelmed with this. And I understand that there are virtual programs and services through the association that can help caregivers. And what kind of help can you give them?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked that. We have a 24-hour helpline, and that number is 1-800-272-3900. A family member, a caregiver, anybody at all can call that number 24 hours a day and speak to a counselor, social worker, get referrals, suggestion, emotional support. We also have, we transitioned all of our programming to be virtual programming. So everything that we did, we're now doing either as a telephone support group, for example, or virtual support groups like by Zoom or Google Hangout. So you can talk to other caregivers. And we do education programs. All of that is online. You can find that. You can call the helpline and get connected with that. And you can go to communityresourcefinder.org and look for whatever it is you're interested in. And we just have a wealth of things that can help a family caregiver during this time. Education, information, support, connection with others who are going through this. It's really exciting that we've been able to transition all of our in-person programming that we do so much of to a virtual platform to help people during this time.
And is that alz.org/Illinois, or is there another URL?
So alz.org/Illinois is the Illinois chapter. I'm with the Illinois chapter, and that'll show you everything that's going on in the Illinois area. If you've got people that are outside of Illinois listening, then you can look at communityresourcefinder.org, or again, just call that helpline, 1-800-272-3900, and the people on the helpline will be able to connect you with something that will be helpful to you.
It's good timing for this, because as much as people want to do the right thing and all that, things like celebrations and such and Mother's Day and in the middle of a pandemic may overwhelm people. And it is excellent to know that there are resources not only for your mom on Mother's Day and Other's Day, but more to the point for the caregiver. Melissa, thank you for talking to us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Likewise. And so that's the Alzheimer's Association Illinois chapter, and alz.org/Illinois, or 800-272-3900.